And now it is once again time for a classic rendition of a famous scene on Pretty Late's Masterpiece Theatre.
Ooh, it's time for What's That From? 312-981-7200. When you figure out what scene, what movie we are reading a scene from, we have joining us our thespians tonight, our Scott Stantis.
That's me.
That's you. Senator Dan Katowski. That's you. Doing stage direction is Esmeralda. Hey, Esmeralda.
Stage left.
And directing it is Craig Collins. He will let us know when we should commence. He'll yell action. 312-981-7200. Let us know when you have figured out
what do they win.
They win a gift card from Apt Electronics. You can go to aptelectronics.com and say hi to Steve Shapiro, our good friend out there, who gives us the hookup.
What? How about something from Kind of Second Dylan? I mean...
They are actually sponsoring the Teddy Roosevelt presentation with John Williams coming up, and
I can tell,
I'm going to see if I can find that. I
don't Bully
have that in front of me. Bully, exactly, with John Williams. Anyway, King John.
Bully.
I have that in front of me. Thanks for asking.
Bully,
them.
Bully.
All right.
Craig, quiet on set. Quiet on set, actors, please, please.
Excellent. Thank you.
And action.
You're a real pistol. You're really funny. You're really funny.
What do you mean I'm funny?
It's funny, you know. It's a good story. It's funny. You're a funny guy.
Laughs.
what do you mean? You mean the way I talk? What?
It's just, you know, you're funny. It's funny, you know, the way you tell the story and everything.
It becomes quiet.
Funny how? What's funny about it?
Tommy, no, you're getting it all wrong.
Oh, Anthony, he's a big boy. He knows what he said. What did you say? Funny how?
Just.
What?
Just, you know. You're funny.
Oh, you mean, let me understand this, because, you know, maybe it's me. I'm a little messed up, maybe, but I'm funny how? I mean, funny like a clown? Am I funny like a clown? I amuse you? I make you laugh? I'm here to freaking amuse you? What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Just, you know, how you tell the story. What?
No, I don't know. You said it. How do I know? You said I'm funny. How the freak am I funny? What the freak is so funny about me? Tell me. Tell me what's funny.
Long pause.
Get the freak out of here, Tommy.
You mother stinker. I almost had him. I almost taught him. I almost had him. You stuttering jerk, you Frankie. Was he shaking? I wonder about you sometimes, Henry. You may fold under questioning.
Let's see. There we go. Well
that
done, everyone.
That was a great Pesci.
Bravo. Oh, hey, wait a minute. Shh, you're giving it away.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, maybe they don't know. Maybe they don't know. Chris, yeah, what is that from?
That was outstanding. That's good, fellas.
Excellent job, Senator Katowski. Well done, Chris.
Well, actually, maybe it was just a Katowski. You just sound like Pesci.
A lot of experience like... from Springfield.
Funny how.
Am I funny? Is my bill funny?
That was really, yeah, I'm glad you did.
You're not going to pass it? Yeah. Got some cement shoes for you. You're going to be wearing out in the river.
Oh, Chris, are you a big fan of Goodfellas?
Yeah, he had me at, what do I do? Am I your condo? I'll make you laugh. He had me at that. That was perfect.
I'm so glad you enjoyed it. And thank you again for playing What's That From? You have a gift card from Apt Electronics. Go to aptelectronics.com for everybody else. But Chris can head out there and say hello to Steve Shapiro. Good night, Chris. Thank you.
All right,
Chris.
Thank you. Woo, Chris. Oh, man. I do. Goodfellas is an intense movie.
Oh, you think?
When he's trying to get rid of, he's calling his wife and telling her to get rid of everything. Yeah. And he's freaking out. And,
yeah.
Oh, you know what? That movie has a lot of sensory things, too. For whatever reason, whenever I cut butter, I always think of Goodfellas. Remember when they're in prison and he's slicing Sorvino. Isn't it Paul Sorvino?
Paul Sorvino, yeah.
He's slicing the butter like real thin. Garlic.
Garlic.
Is it garlic? It's garlic.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It is garlic.
Where would we be without Esmeralda?
Because I can't do that. Do you ever try doing that with garlic? Where you slice them like just really thin, sheer slices of garlic?
It looks real sad. I try, but no. I can't do it because he was using a razor blade.
Yeah.
That's right.
You gotta get you a razor blade.
Yes.
It's garlic. She's right. It's garlic.
He's like a surgeon.
So when I cut butter, I'm just misremembering the movie. That's great.
You know what a great way to melt? great way to melt garlic?
Stir the sauce.
Put it in a cup. I guess melt this cup and put it in a microwave. You can melt the garlic that way. It's unbelievable.
I can't handle garlic.
That's so funny. It's like every time I chop almonds, I'm reminded of the sound of music. Remember that scene?
You know? Remember that? Why did I say butter?
It makes no sense without butter. You know, every time I have waffles, I think I think of the good and the bad and the ugly. Were there waffles in it?
That makes sense. I was hungry the whole time I was watching the movie.
That's right.
I don't know. See, I have to. I'm more of a garlic mincer than I am a slicer now.
Oh, you're a mincer.
I'm a mincer. Yes. I mince it. I mince it.
Yeah. You don't mince anything. No, she doesn't. Really doesn't.
Do you have a garlic press, Esmeralda? What do you use?
No, because I find it to be a waste.
I agree. You end up with too much in that little thing.
Exactly. And then to clean it is a nightmare.
In the press.
You can't have too much garlic. What is wrong with you people?
No. We're saying that it gets stuck in the press.
Oh, yeah, okay. So you lose some of the garlic.
Exactly.
Oh, well, that's a tragedy.
I remember one time.
Liberal press.
I was cooking something and Steve came through the kitchen. And he goes, my husband goes, I don't care how many onions and cloves of garlic it asks for. You have made this kitchen toxic.
Did he say that?
That's not possible.
I agree.
Not possible.
Yeah, the smell of onions and garlic in butter. Best smell ever.
I'm so hungry right now.
Are you guys okay with, this is going to sound funny on the air, kissing your spouse after they've had a lot of garlic or your boyfriend?
My wife is Italian. This happens.
Does it happen a lot? Oh, yeah. I've always, I struggled a little bit.
Really? I also had a lot of garlic.
Are we mutually
garlic?
Are you both garliced up?
Yeah.
No, one. It comes in and they're like, they're reeking.
We're kissing. We'll say, ooh, you taste like garlic.
Only mad because I'm like, what did you eat? And did not bring me any.